Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields. Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
And today's cattle market was pretty extreme here in volatility. We were down sharply and then rallied back sharply and closed about 60 to $1.20 higher on the feeder cattle. And then live cattle anywhere from about 60 higher to 30 lower. So a lot of volatility that didn't exclude the hogs. They were just as wild, with December closing about 50 lower with the low of 58.75. At one point, the December hogs were limit down at 58.75 down 450. And then they went as high as 64.95. Which was up a couple of dollars, so all over the board there, and then settled down about 50 cents. The feeder cattle, really extreme as well. We had about a $7 range from the low to the high and closed just above halfway. So a lot of volatility here, a lot of unknowns. People are trying to sort through what all this new trade and tariff talk is dealing with here. Of course, last week Trump increased tariff of 10% on $300 billion worth of goods, and then the Chinese have retaliated by devaluing their currency a little bit more to offset the tariff. It's now 7-1. So that's a little bit disappointing. That's what's going through these financial markets as well. Currently, the Dow Jones is sharply lower. It's down about 900 points at 25,560.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain market's just as volatile here, but we finished strong. Corn was 4 to 6 cents higher, beans steady to a penny lower, and then the wheat market finished about 2 to 3 higher. All of those contracts 10 cents or more off of their lows. Corn finished about 15 off, wheat about 11 or 12 off. So really strong there. Cotton futures this morning were down sharply. They went to a decade-long lows, down to 57.26 rather, on the December cotton. They closed down 94 at 58.48. Still in response to all this Chinese and U.S. Trade war going back and forth, and both sides are up in their antes and really kind of drawing the line. And that's affecting what we're seeing here on the markets as a whole. Now, there were a few crop estimates this morning. We had Informa come out. They see 90.7 million corn acres, 80 million bean acres, 45.6 wheat acres. They didn't really decrease the yield from the USDA. It was 167.8, so they're actually higher. It looks like we're going to have a pretty decent crop here despite some late planting and still some ongoing concerns here. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.